You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Exactly, and that's what I like to bring up to people who are auditioning for any show, is that you have to really have a strong foundation in who you are and your own sense of happiness before you go into a show. Because it, you know, people tend to think that, oh, if I just got this job, if I just had that show, if I just did this part, then I would be happy, then everything would be made. And it's like, this will not make you happy. It's very intense and it's very fun once you get it. But it's a lot of work and it's a lot of sacrifice, and it feels differently when you're in it than when you're thinking or dreaming of it.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. Here we are, 2021, still working through some things before Broadway opens, but we're just a month or so away. And our guest coming up is going to be one of the first shows on Broadway to return, and we're super excited about that. Just a reminder, if you haven't tried a free trial of Built for the Stage, go to the website, builtforthestage.com. And you'll be on your way with 7 days of working with your own Broadway trainer via a fitness app. All right, I'm excited. My dogs sitting by are excited for our guests coming up here. We're going to be chatting with the dance captain of Aladdin. Please welcome to the pod, Ariel Reed. Hi, Ariel.
Hi there. Hello.
So nice to have you on the podcast. We've already been sharing some laughs before we got started. So it's already been great to get to talk a little bit. So you are calling from Connecticut right now, correct?
Yes, I am. Beautiful Connecticut.
And is this where you've been? Have you been home based there pretty much during this glorious pandemic the past year and a half or so?
Sort of. It's been a mix. We were living in our apartment in New York City when the pandemic started, and that's where we stayed for, I'd say, maybe the first couple months. Then we decided to get out of town and get some space and get some air. So we went down to Key West, Florida, and we stayed down there for a couple of months. In true quarantine fashion, we rented a house and that was our home base for a while. Then when we got back to New York, it was definitely time to move. We were living in a very small apartment and we have a young child, my daughter Gianna. She's 5 years old right now. It was time to move. And so that's what we did. And so now we're in Connecticut and we have a lot more space and it's wonderful.
Nice. I can share some of that as well. We were sitting in our New York City apartment for a few months and the lease was coming up and we headed down to Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah.
And never would I have thought that I would be a resident of Florida, even if it was for a temporary amount of time.
Yeah, same. But it turned out to be just right. You know, after being cooped up in a New York City apartment, you want some sunshine, some fresh air, and some space away from people. So it was nice.
Yeah. let's get into being a mom on Broadway. We were talking a little bit before we hit record that myself, I have a good amount of clients or just friends in the business that are just starting this journey as new parents and balancing the life of a career in theater. What's that like? I'm sure it's not easy. Do you have any like your, you know, top three or five go-to tips of like how to survive and thrive as a mom in the business?
Let's see. I would say most importantly, just prioritizing your health and the health of your child and your time. So, you know, it's so easy to get caught up when things are going strong in the business with auditions, with rehearsals, with shows, show schedules, and it can be a bit overwhelming sometimes without having those moments of just sitting back and grounding and remembering what's most important. But I think it's really, really rewarding being a mom on Broadway. When my daughter was 3 years old, she came to see the show, and it was the highlight of my career to perform for her. And that was very exciting. I think the biggest thing for me, if I could take a step back, is I was originally part of the onstage ensemble in the show. And then I got pregnant and I left the show for a year. And then I came back into that same track. But then the lovely Jen Riaz actually was leaving to go do another show. And she was the dance captain. And I threw my name out there. I said, you know what? I know the show pretty much inside and out. And I could do it if you wanted. And they said, of course, it's yours. Congratulations. You start next week, you know? So it is great because as a swing, I don't always have to go and do the show every night. However, as dance captain, I am in charge of rehearsals and in charge of auditioning people for the show. And so it takes up a lot of time. So having a really strong support system, whether that is your parents, whether that is your partner, whether that is a team of babysitters, or if you are fortunate enough to have a nanny, that is very helpful in order to free up your time to do the things necessary to get the job done. But I love it, and it's great because I get to spend time with her, but I also get to go and be around adults and have adult conversations and things like that, and hang out in the dressing room with the girls, in addition to spending time with a child.
Let's rewind to when you had Gianna and then you're returning to the show, because I think that could be something helpful since you've already kind of experienced a dead stop, if you will, and then coming right back into the thick of it. And a lot of performers now are facing that. So maybe we can, you know, draw some insight from you. How did you approach returning to the show? You probably also carrying a child for 9 months is no physical thing to just, you know, throw to the wind. It's a very taxing thing to go through. So you probably weren't returning like physically the same. And I'm saying that because although we haven't, everyone out there hasn't been having babies, but they're probably returning not physically feeling, you know, the same because they've been cooped up for a year or whatever the case may be. How was that returning, and how was that either successful for you, or things that maybe you look back and you're like, oh, I wish, you know, now approaching this time, I'm going to do this different?
Really good question. Coming back, if I'm going to be completely honest, was really hard. That first rehearsal back, I I remember we were doing the silks and we were throwing them around and we stopped and I was out of breath and I just felt like, how did I ever do this? Like, this is so hard. I can't believe that I just did this like it was nothing at one point. And I think the key is to just having grace and patience with yourself. And the body really does remember. And so that muscle memory starts to get back in there and it takes over and it's great. Going back, I was fortunate enough to have a very straightforward pregnancy. And I was also very fortunate to have a very straightforward natural birth. So my recovery was pretty quick afterwards. And so when I went for my first checkup after I had the baby, the doctor gave me the okay, the clear. She was like, okay, you're looking great. You're healing really well. You can get back in there. And I was like, get back into what? What do you mean? I don't feel ready to do anything. And she said, you know, just take it a day at a time. And so I did a lot of Pilates work to help get my core back together because that was wrecked. And even doing things like a plank would hurt my pelvis, like the bone, just everything just wasn't back in place yet. So I really had to take it easy and take it one step at a time in order to build my strength back up to even do the show. And then once I was at rehearsals, to really be patient with myself to get my stamina back up, because it's one thing to be at home and doing cardio workouts, being on the treadmill. It's another thing to be swinging around props, singing, and dancing at the same time. It's a different kind of monster, right? So I think that's the biggest thing is your mentality, is your mental, is just having patience and grace with yourself. Especially coming back from having a baby during a pandemic. Please, please, just all the patience and all of the grace.
When you were making when you were going through the process of coming back, what would you say about when you started to feel maybe around like 70-80%? 2 weeks, 3 weeks? How long do you think it took you in rehearsal process to feel okay?
I'd say about 2 weeks. 2 full weeks.
Cool. Yeah, that's... I love that you said that because every time a client enters like or re-enters their fitness journey or I'm coaching someone, I'm just saying, hey, the first 2 weeks are going to be the toughest. And if you could just stay consistent, you're going to ride that wave. And on the other side of it, you're going to get into a groove. So
oh, for sure. I love that you just said it's that. A mental battle really, because you know that you could do it. You know what you used to be able to do. And so you just want to jump right back into it. And, you know, it takes time. So just being okay with taking a second, because also, you know, in the business, everything is, oh, okay, we got to do this. I got to get ready for this. I got to do this. And just like being able to take a deep breath is, it sounds simple, but it's really not when you're in it.
Yeah. You're not right up to it, but you're approaching returning to rehearsals in a little bit. Has anyone from the company reached out and said how they're going to be approaching kind of getting back the show on its feet? As far as like, hey, you know, giving you that sense of like, we understand it's going to take a little time. Have you got anything from the company yet about that?
Yes. We are very fortunate, we meaning the cast of Aladdin, are very fortunate to be working for a company, Disney Theatricals, that is very understanding of all of the elements that go into creating a great performance. So they have been very supportive in terms of making sure that we're able to have access to physical therapy and access to workouts, dance classes, things to get people back in the groove of things. I will say, though, that there's nothing like being in the room, in the rehearsal room, and especially with our creative team, Casey Nicola, John McGinnis. People will feel it for sure that first week, but then it'll just drive them and push them right back into it. But there's something about the adding the singing in with the dancing that really takes it to a whole nother level of fitness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Well, I haven't asked this question to any of the returning performers yet. Maybe it's a show by show case. Will you have access to the theater immediately, or will you be entering a rehearsal studio first?
We will be in a rehearsal studio first, and then we'll move over to the theater. So I really don't know if we're going to immediately have access to the theater. There are a lot of different rules now with, for COVID safety. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Cause even just that, the surroundings or the area, I'll say that you have to cover when being on the stage in the theater, as opposed to the rehearsal space, you just really quite can't get that the same either. So, that'll be another transition in itself.
Oh yes. It's a full,
speaking of transitions, another topic that we really haven't covered on the podcast a lot is your responsibility of bringing in new cast members to the show as a dance captain. Mm-hmm. So Aladdin, long time running show, you have some people that stick around for a while, but you also have people coming in and out, I'm sure.
Yes.
What is that process like from start to finish with someone, you know, walking in for the first time? Is it just you and that other person? Tell us about your process of how you like to try to successfully onboard someone into the show.
Definitely. And it's my favorite part of the job is teaching someone the show from scratch and watching them perform it in the end is really fulfilling for me. It starts with the audition and they come into either an open call or an invited call. And usually I'm there and we go through the combination and we make cuts. And when it gets down to it, we end up putting people on tape to then send to the creative team in order for them to choose who they would like to be in the show. And then once that person is chosen, it's just me, them, we have a pianist and we have a stage manager, and that's it in the room. And we get to work. And I start from the beginning of the show and we go all the way through. I like to go in chronological order and we go through their entire track. And by entire track, I mean not just the steps that they are doing, but also how they're getting on stage, who they're looking for, who you pass this on. We have a ton of props, a ton of moving parts. So even if they aren't touching anything, it's like, okay, well, make sure you exit out of this wing. Now be careful. Don't just run into the wing, get to the wing and wait because this person has to pass. Then you can go. Let them pass first. So it's all of that backstage choreography as well as the onstage choreography that we go through in order to set them up for success from the beginning. You know, if I know that it's that that's a thing, why not just tell them that and instead of having them run into someone backstage? So we go through all of that information. And I like to get it all out as fast as possible. So then we can work on the fun part, which is the performing aspect of it and the intention of each number in each scene and what they need to be bringing in order to really do it the way that they want to do it and enhance the show with their performance. So it's a lot of fun. And then we go on stage and we have rehearsals on stage with swings so they can get a feel for doing it on the stage, doing it if some of their show shoes are ready, doing it in their show shoes and touching the actual props. So we have a swing rehearsal that way. And then after that, they have their put-in rehearsal with the full cast. And that person who is going to the show will be in full costume and makeup. Everyone else is in rehearsal clothes, but it's full props. And we go through the show number by number, transition by transition to get them settled. And then they're in. Then they're in, which I, you know, that's a whole nother beast as well once they're into the show.
Right, right. Yeah, for me, the toughest part is probably when you're in the rehearsal studio, just you, them, and the stage manager with the piano.
Yes.
I keep going back to you. I mean, being in theater as it is just one big game of make-believe, but mm-hmm. this takes it to another level because,
oh, yes.
you know, when you're rehearsing, we'll have set pieces taped out on the floor or whatever, mm-hmm. and you'll have to pretend like, oh, there's a wall there. I can't walk through this piece of tape. But also saying, oh, you know, Johnny Smith over here is going to be crossing off stage.
Oh, yes.
And then I'm picturing all the times pretending that, and then them actually doing it with the cast. And they're like, oh, there's so-and-so going by just like Ariel told me they would be.
Exactly.
So having that all,
it's a lot of fun.
That first day being with the full cast and having it come to fruition must be pretty exciting and fun for that person for sure.
I'm sure it is. And hopefully they feel prepared. I try to prepare them yeah. as much as possible and try to get them to feel as confident as possible so that they can get to the performance quality of everyone else who has been doing it for so long, who doesn't have the same, you know, nerves and anxiety of doing it for the very first time. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last question.
Yes.
So the pandemic has taught us that, you know, when you're theater, performing, and then it's gone. And to an extent, a lot of people were left with like, you know, who am I? Mm. I know for you, being a mom, a wife, you have probably those other purposes or identities ingrained in you. But what other things in life besides theater do you enjoy or have really like revisited since theater's been down?
I almost feel like it's a trick question for me because I have been fully immersed in motherhood, to be honest. And I, taking my daughter through this process of learning, you know, how to wear a mask and when you have to and when you don't have to, and socially distancing from people was a thing at first. Then I became a preschool teacher in terms of homeschooling her for this past year. So that was basically my new skill that I learned was putting together lesson plans for a four-year-old.
I'm telling you, sorry to interrupt, but like just parents across the country just instantly became homeschool teachers, like
instantly.
No training, nothing like.
And it was crazy. And the thing is, you know, I had always toyed with the idea of maybe doing homeschooling, and wouldn't it be great? I love the idea of it. And I loved it more in my head. And when we actually got down into it, I was like, okay, well, you know what? This isn't for me, but we can do it for now. But this is definitely not for me. And I will leave this to the professionals. Thank you very much.
Right. Well, kudos for you for taking it on when you had to anyways. And I think that's a lesson learned that we do talk about a lot in the podcast is liking the idea of something. And then when you actually step into the arena to accomplish it, it's the idea is a whole other story than actually doing it. So
exactly. That's and a that's good what I like learned. To bring up to people who are auditioning for any show is that you have to really have a strong foundation in who you are and your own sense of happiness before you go into a show, because it, you know, people tend to think that, oh, if I just got this job, if I just had that show, if I just did this part, then I would be happy, then everything would be made. And it's like, this will not make you happy. It's very intense and it's very fun once you get it, but it's a lot of work and it's a lot of sacrifice, and it feels differently when you're in it than when you're thinking or dreaming of it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. That'll do it. Thank you so much, Ariel,
Thank
for being
you.
On the podcast today.
Thank you very much.
All right, everyone. That was Ariel. Yeah, that was Ariel Reed. If you want to follow her on the gram, it's Ariel J. Reed. You can also find that in the description of this podcast episode. Super excited for Ariel and the rest of the cast of Aladdin to return to the New Amsterdam Theater coming up soon. All right, this is Joe Roscoe from Built for the Stage. Later.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.